Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. You don't need to respond. My name is Doug. I yelled at the guy for responding last week or the week before, 2 weeks ago. My name is Doug, and I love movies, and this is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles in front of a live audience. Yeah, that's them right there. On Tuesday, September 14th, 2010... I had a great weekend, you guys. I want to thank everyone who came out to the Comedy Factory in Baltimore and the Arlington Draft House in Arlington, in Virginia. We played the Leonard Maltin game three for three shows last weekend. Every show, the audience demanded it, and we played it. And one dude pulled the movie Wag the Dog out of his ass. It was amazing. And I think his name was Jules. So if you're listening, Jules, good work. Might not be Jules. It's a black dude, I remember that. So, named Jules. Speaking of the Len Maltin game, was I? Yes. The Tournament of Champions took place last night at the Largo Theater here in Los Angeles, and it will be available, by the time you're listening to this, it should be available on iTunes in the comedy album section for a mere 99 cents. And Jimmy Pardo, Ricky Lindholm, and Matt Bronger all go head-to-head in a very exciting conclusion to what's been years in the making. And so check that out. And on September 27th is the next Doug Benson Interrupts Movies at CineFamily here in Los Angeles. You can go to cinefamily.com for tickets. I don't know what movie we're going to show yet, but if the screenings that we've had for Friday the 13th Part 3D and Torque are any indication, it'll be more fun than watching a shitty movie without me saying stuff during it. And my guest tonight, let's do this. This is the theme of the show, three funny dudes who have never been on the podcast before. And hopefully they're actually in the building. Please welcome everybody, Dave Holmes, Rob Delaney, and Nick Swartzen. You know, one out of three isn't bad.
It is just me.
It is just Dave Holmes. We'll just turn this shit into DVD on TV episode. What do you got up in the booth? Can we just show a movie and then Dave will say facts about it? And I'll pretend to be the hot girl?
Is this on? Delaney is parking.
Oh, okay. So Rob Delaney, no, don't panic. Rob Delaney is here.
He's here somewhere.
Nick Swartzen, on the other hand.
No, nowhere near.
This will be the third time he said he's going to do the podcast and then stood me up entirely. No. Usually there's a text involved. Let's see if he's texted me recently.
Yeah,
there's Rob Delaney. Hey, buddy. Nice to see you. Thank you for coming. You can go ahead and pick up a microphone and speak into it. Say hi.
Hi, everybody. I apologize for being late. I'm going to do my best to make up for it.
So far, you're doing great. I love your energy. Now, it's all in the face.
Have people made signs? Is that a regular thing? Do people make signs?
Yeah, people. I should have warned you about that, so we didn't have to have this conversation. Well, you're Sean, and what's that one?
Lance? I think that's a Sean. I think you would pronounce it Sean.
No, Lance, though, I was asking about. Sean and Lance have actual Price is Right type name tags on. Right. And then Melody and Casey have drawn elaborate signs. Casey is that's a depiction of last night. At Largo, I fell out of the chair at one point.
Uh-oh.
He drew that on. We got Derek and Ryan. But yes, later in the show, when we play the Leonard Maltin game, you will select from the audience name tags, the people you'd like to play for, and then they can win a whole bag full of prizes.
Not
Did you remember to bring something for me to give the folks, Rob Delaney?
I am going to give money to people.
How much you got, like $2?
I have $4.
Stop there.
That's nice.
Stop
we'll there. Take that.
Okay.
We'll put that in the prize
but
pool.
There's a 10. Delaney, there's a 10 in there.
I wish there
Don't
was.
Make the, no, there there's Nick. Oh, it's just a lady. Oh,
I got 10 euros. 10 motherfucking euros.
You want to put that in too?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because when are you going back there, right?
Yeah, right. That's a lot of money, I think.
That's awesome. That's, you know. Wait a second. One of those dollars was a 10.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Oh, well, hey, now you want that one, don't you?
You can have that one back.
Yeah, okay.
You got to
You can't have that one.
You got to have bus fare.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So Rob is a very funny stand-up comedian whose Twitter name is at Rob Delaney.
I use my name, yeah.
Uses his name. No extra thes or
none of that
underscore
business.
Or any of that.
No.
You're an early adopter. Dope. It was still available.
Yeah, I got in there towards the beginning, I guess.
Towards the beginning of the Rob Delaney gold rush? Damn it, I wanted that name. I'm sure there's other Rob Delaney's on there.
There are.
I had to go with Robert.
Bless him.
Or a middle initial or some shit.
Underscores.
And Dave Holmes, your name is just Dave Holmes,
yeah, it's just
right?
Dave Holmes,
H-O-L-M-E-S.
That is correct.
And I enjoy following your Twitter as well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I enjoy
I'm getting
following
the Twitter
yours.
Talk out of the way in case Nick Swartzen actually shows up because he's not on Twitter.
Right.
I wish he was.
I don't want to be rude and make him feel bad.
He's such a good, you know, 1-2 punch joke writer.
He is. He's a very funny man, and I'd love to have him on the podcast someday. He might come running in at some point, but that's not his style. His style is to not show up at all. I was telling Dave backstage, he lives in Venice, so it's. I'm guessing he got in the car, drove for a little bit, and went, oh, fuck this.
That was my problem. I came from Santa Monica.
All the way across town, yeah. So maybe he's making a game effort to make it, but...
Yeah,
he's not.
Let's
be honest with ourselves.
And he's living by the law and not texting me while driving. That's what I'm counting on. Is why I haven't heard from him.
Traffic is part of the deal when you live on the west side. You should know about it. If you've been here for more than 72 hours,
I hope you say that to him when he gets here.
I will.
We should.
I hope you
reprimand him.
I will.
I'm absorbing that as though it's partially meant for me, which it should be.
But you're here.
I was late. That's which is unacceptable.
Fine. You're here.
So, Mr. David Holmes, what would you say, how long have you been doing DVD on TV?
7 years?
Woohoo! Wow!
We're 6 or 7 seasons, and one person acknowledges.
Okay,
fine.
I've got two questions.
That is one
First
more
of
than
all,
should.
I got two questions. First of all, why do you always show Die Hard? Every time I tune in, that's what you're showing.
Because people always watch it.
How can you not watch it? Plus, there's extra interesting tidbits.
Sure. deleted tidbits.
Bruce Willis really got 4 shards of glass in his foot during this scene. And you're like, that's the scene where he's not even fighting anybody yet. And then the other question is, can you even say, can you badmouth the movies that you've shown on there? Or do you try
to
be a good sport
but
about it?
9.9 times out of 10, I have not seen them.
Oh, you've not. You've just not seen them at all.
I just don't see them. Yeah, because like I am not going to watch Die Hard with a Vengeance. I'm not.
Could you watch it just normally?
No.
Instead of with a Vengeance.
I used to ask for the DVDs and then they piled up and I never watched them and so now I just don't anymore. I just show up and read my lines and I leave. So.
Paul Gilmartin watches every single movie for dinner in a movie.
Does he?
Yeah, because then he comes up with those great recipes.
Of course. Can I act
Blues out? Brothers soup in a hat.
What?
They don't eat soup out of a hat in that movie.
Can I act out really the only important part of Die Hard with a Vengeance?
It's, please.
It's just the title sequence. Basically, they go, dude, it's the song Hot Town, Summer
yeah,
in the City.
Yeah, it's like,
and then it begins, they go, dude, dude. Die Hard. The words Die and Hard come together.
Yes.
And they do it again. They go, dude, dude, with a vengeance. And that slams together, and it's really fun, and then the movie is shit.
Wow. You encapsulated the entire thing. And that's you never read a Cliff Notes. It's like, and the rest of it is shit. Tell that to your teacher. So... Dave, what is that you've actually seen the worst movie you've had to sit there and sincerely give tidbits about?
Shit.
I'd imagine Jennifer Lopez is in it if I had to guess.
I don't know that we've ever done a Jennifer Lopez movie. We tend to not do like romantic comedies and stuff. It's almost always things where...
It's always something with action in it.
Yeah. It's something with action in it, or it's something where an actor who's done a few movies... teaches or coaches a bunch of people that are like one of them's a rapper, you know what I mean? Or like, and one of them used to be in a girl group, and then she gets pregnant or whatever. Like, there's the Coach Carters and the Freedom Riders. And all
Shall
that.
We Dance?
I don't think we've done Shall We Dance.
Does she? With does Antonio she Banderas? She?
No.
I am the Nason XB.
Yeah, it's.
I only bring up Antonio Banderas so I can then say I am the Nason XB.
It's fun to say. It's fun to say.
Rob, have you ever been in a movie?
A real movie I got cut out of.
I love cut out
I
of
Heart
stories.
Huckabees. I'm
you were in
I
Heart Huckabees?
Mm-hmm.
And then the trailer too?
Yeah, I'm in the trailer. Oh, I have a great part in the trailer. But then in the film itself, I'm not so much in it.
So much. At all, like completely cut.
You can. I know I'm in it. I see.
Oh, you're almost like an extra
like,
now.
Yeah. What happened was in the movie, Naomi Watts burns her house down because she goes crazy, and I save her personally. I'm the fireman who goes in and gets her. And is like, hey,
fireman.
You, how are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm on fire, and I carry her out.
Are those your lines?
Yeah. And then they cut that part out, and she's just out from the fire. But really, how'd she get out? You never know. Which is, I think, why the film didn't do that well.
Are you have you looked at the DVD extras? Maybe they put it in there.
I want to say that I haven't, but I did, and I'm not in those. I will say this though: the only cool thing that happened is I'm wearing a big fireman suit, and those have hooks and spikes, as you know. And I throw her little flimsiness up on my shoulder, and one of my fire hooks ripped her shirt off. I didn't know this, but it showed her boobies to all the guys behind me. So after I put her down. The guys were like, thank you. And I was like, for what? And they were like, for showing us her boobs. And I was like, oh, I didn't even see them.
Just rent anything she's in other than King Kong, I think. Yeah, you'll be able to check them out. I think Nick Swartzen was cut out of, or he's just briefly in Almost Famous. Because in the trailer, he screams something about David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think either that exact moment is in the movie and he's in it no more. Like, that's the whole part. Or it got cut. I forget which one.
I don't remember that from the movie.
So maybe it got cut. But in the trailer, I think Nick's, like, screaming, like, all excited about Bowie for some reason.
Right. And then he just
might be talking about a knife. I don't know. Who knows? The movie's about recording artists, but he could have been talking about a Bowie knife.
Bowie! I can't wait to ask him when he gets here. What really happened with that? And so that was your one big movie experience, Rob?
Yeah, I'm in the Upright Citizens Brigade improvised movie that came out recently.
Oh, that's cool.
And with all respect to them, I don't know if that so much counts.
It doesn't.
Yeah. So other than that, I do shows here, and I've been on TV shows and stuff, but movies, film has yet to offer me a birth.
Well, you'll get one, I'm sure. Especially if word gets out about like that you're willing to show off other actors' boobies.
Oh, in the UCB movie, Amy Poehler eats whipped cream off my naked ass. So that's a thing.
That's a thing that happened. I can't imagine. Like, could you imagine like someday meeting her children?
Oh, I hope I never do.
And being like, you know, she ate stuff off of my ass.
May our paths
never
cross.
Not that you would tell them. Not that that's not how you'd open the conversation. Hello, little boy.
Cody. Edwina.
Your mother ate whipped cream off my ass.
Get this, little guy.
So that whole movie was improvised? Like, how do you improvise whipped cream off of somebody's ass? Like, how did that come about?
Things can actually happen in improv.
With actual whipped cream and naked asses?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, there was loose structure.
Did she mime licking it off?
It was... Oh, she didn't lick it. It wasn't like a...
It wasn't like a, hello, Dark Star.
It was more of a, she used a utensil in the form of her finger, and it was like, whipped cream, and then kind of a mimey lick.
Because there was never any whipped cream.
No, there was real whipped cream. Cream.
Because all the best improv has whipped cream standing by.
Always.
All right. I'm down with that. So, Nick Swartzen. Because I was going to ask him after I said to you, have you been in any movies? I was going to turn to Nick and go, have you been in any movies?
Oh, hey!
Next question.
Welcome.
Welcome, buddy. Yeah, shake hands with everyone. That's the way to do it. This looks like that same material like when somebody has a fake rock and they throw it at you. That's what your hoodie looks like to me. It looks totally fake rock
fake
style.
Rock.
So, okay, I was asking them a question hoping that they would be able to answer for you, but now that you're here, have you ever been in any movies?
No. I've never even seen a movie. I heard they're great.
It's a really fun thing to do, is go to movies and be in movies. You're in a couple movies.
I've been in a couple talkies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done some movies.
Yeah, all right.
Were you going to bag on them?
Which ones? No, I always like you in your movies, so that saves my ass when we're standing next to each other at a party. Because if I didn't like you in them, then we'd really be in trouble. But you know how it is, varying degrees of quality in movies that a person's hired to be in.
Yes, of course.
The ones you wrote were the two of the best ones.
Thank you.
I don't know which ones he wrote.
Jaws.
Jaws. You wrote Jaws.
Jaws.
And The Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
Yeah. You wrote both of those.
Yeah.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Your mother sucks
cocks in hell was you. You came up with that. And they were like, that's not appropriate for a shark movie. And you're like, all right, I'll write another movie. All right, motherfucker. I'm getting that line in a movie, you assholes. And I'm going to build a time machine because Exorcist came before Jaws. Right? Didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so. They're pretty close together, though.
They're like, why does the shark throw up in the priest's face? I'm like, I'll write another fucking movie, man. Just say the word.
I got too many ideas for one movie. Let's just do the shark in this one.
All right, fine. I'll just be a shark.
That's awesome. But like, if you had to pick a movie that you wish you weren't in, is there one that would qualify for that? Or I don't want you to insult anybody that you may still.
I honestly, there isn't. I can't think of one. Oh wait,
what about Almost Famous?
Yeah, that movie was horrendous.
Were you just in the trailer or were you in the movie too?
I was in the movie for like 2 seconds.
The same 2 seconds that are in the trailer.
Yes.
Nice.
I don't know if you saw Almost Famous, but I did. I just did one part, and it was cool because I auditioned for Cameron Crowe, who's fucking, I think, is just a genius, and I wasn't really right for what I was auditioning for, And he was like, well, I want to find something. I just want to put you in some fucking, I don't know how. So I just showed up.
You're not right for the Cameron Diaz role.
You're not right as a role of cocaine. No, but so I just improvised a day. I came to set, and then the only thing that made the movie was just me screaming. I just scream, oh my God, it's David Bowie.
Yeah.
And but the best part was that it made the trailer, so then it looked like Swartzen's in this fucking thing.
Yeah, and then you watch it, and fucking Marc Maron's in it more than you, and he says 9 words.
Yeah. Every other
couple
comic.
More words, and Jimmy Fallon's in it quite a bit.
Yeah, and Hedberg.
Hedberg's in it?
Uh-huh.
What does he do?
He just plays a guy smoking pot. With Peter Frampton or something.
What?
Yeah, it's something like that.
You're watching the extras or something.
No.
No, that was in it.
No.
And I forgot to ask you, Dave, have you been in a motion picture?
I have a very small part in Balls of Fury, ping pong movie. Anyone?
They tried with that. That was a good. That was a good effort. Lots of funny people in it.
It was an enjoyable day or two. I got to. I was in two scenes, and one of them was. It was at Christopher Walken, who plays this guy who wants to be Chinese, and he has this lair, and his lair was where they shot Oh Sherry, the Steve Perry video.
No
remember
way.
That the big staircase where he's going down and she's at the bottom?
Right.
Is it just me? It's just me. But I appreciated it enough for all of you. I went in and I fucking and Christopher Walken walked past me and I was like, great, go there's Kraft is over there. But I saw the fucking staircase where Steve Perry walked down and almost fell out.
Yeah, it's weird how like little things will just make you like I saw a location. I saw a spot in Baltimore when I was there a few days ago that was a scene from The Wire took place in that one spot, and I got excited about being near it, and there's no reason to because what's really special about it?
They just shot
a scene there,
yeah.
And I like that show, so it's just weird. Have you ever done anything weird, Nick? Let's open this up. Let's get crazy and talk about weird shit we've done. But now, Nick, you've never heard the podcast.
No.
Don't feel bad about it.
I don't.
Don't be whatever that emotion is you're playing. Because
I haven't heard any podcast.
I never listened to it. Well, yeah,
I've never
kind of life where you listen to the podcast.
I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck I do. I just kind of float around and fucking drink booze. But I've done so many podcasts and I never have seen any ever heard them, seen them. You can't see them, but can you see
some?
Them?
You can. Yeah, there's the video podcast and audio. This is strictly audio.
And this is where do you hear this on iTunes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And other
I know
places.
About iTunes.
People can go to douglovesmovies.com and just listen to it right there. And it'd be weird if anybody did it right now, but because they're already listening to it.
You don't have to tell
them how to listen to it when they're listening to it.
Okay.
But what were you gonna say?
I was just did you see any good movies this summer? I feel like this was kind of a weak summer for talkies.
Yeah, well, my favorite movie was a pretty big bomb. That was Scott Pilgrim versus the World. It was my favorite summer movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I enjoyed that a great deal. And
you know, I saw that it was really funny.
What?
MacGruber.
MacGruber is a lot funnier than anyone gives it credit for.
I thought it was really fucking funny.
You have to like violence and fart jokes a lot, because it's really violent. Like, I love how violent
it's really violent, but. Will Forte like really goes for it. Like when you think
really
an
does.
SNL movie, a lot of people don't realize like it's like a hard R.
It's
and SNL
really,
movies are usually not like that, but that one they like really went for it.
They went it's nuts, but also crazy. Like the guy that directed it, the style of it is cool. Like it did a good job of, you know, it may be no Hot Fuzz, but it still did a pretty good job of parodying that genre or whatever. Did you see that, Rob?
Not yet, but I'd like to.
You have such a pleasant presence in this situation. I haven't spent that much time with you personally. I just read your tweets, and they seem like they're from an angrier person than the guy sitting here right now.
I think a lot more well-adjusted than my tweets. I mean, I like to write weird stuff, but in real life, I'm just a puppy dog. Or a kitty cat, maybe more likely.
You and Neil Flynn should play brothers in something. You should come on his new show and be his brother.
He's got a new show?
Yeah, it's called The Middle.
Oh, what
it's him
know.
And Patricia Heaton play parents to three weird kids.
Cool.
I didn't know about
they're
kind
of weird themselves. It's kind of like Malcolm in the Middle. They just took out the word Malcolm and said, we got ourselves middle. A fucking show, The Middle. Boom.
Yeah. That's like your new show coming out called Gary. It's like Gary Unmarried, but they took out the unmarried.
No, you know what I'm going to do with Gary Unmarried. I'm going to make Glenn Gary Glenn Unmarried. And it's the slogan's going to be always be divorcing.
Get your divorce on.
We ran into each other and joked around about that in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What's your nickname for Grand Rapids, by the way? Can you say it on a podcast that they'll hear in Grand Rapids?
No, I feel bad because I don't want people to think that I'm making fun of the city. I'm just
It's a
immature.
Great city. It's you're immature, and the name Grand Rapids sounds like...
Gay rape AIDS. I was shooting a movie there for 2 months, and that was the nickname that I came up for it. And I was drunk at a bar, and some guy came up, and he was like, "Hey, man, do you like our town?" I'm like, "Yeah, I do." And he was like, "Cool, man." And then I go, "I have a nickname for it." And he goes, "No way. What is it, dude?" And I go, "Gay rape AIDS." And then he just was like, "You fucking call it that?" And then I just realized how psycho I looked. And I was just like, "Yep. That's what I call it. I'm crazy." It was hard to skate out of that one.
Well, now you have to skate into this game we're going to play.
And that's that was an awesome segue.
Thank you.
That was super.
Yeah, that was fun.
Awesome.
And you're a professional.
I am. I evaluate segues.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I should have said. Speaking of skating, Blades of Glory is one of my favorite movies that you're in.
Oh yeah, I
love
that movie.
Love that movie.
That movie's really fucking funny.
It is so goddamn funny. And like
Will Ferrell's
some people
amazing
are like,
"Whoa, in that, though."
He's great in that. It was probably like the next to last time people wanted to see him as some sort of athlete.
Right.
But still, I think that movie doesn't get its due. I think it's a lot. That's one of those movies. If it's on, I can just watch it and be 100% on board. All the characters are funny.
Yeah, it's well directed too. Arnett and Amy are really fucking funny.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, yeah, so we're on the record as saying that's a great movie, and anyone who disagrees can suck it. And
yeah, fuck you, man.
Yeah, fuck. Why don't you go back to Gay Rape AIDS? Where you came from.
Where you came from.
How did you know that was the situation of my birth? That's why that guy blew up at you. He's just like,
"That's me.
You know my whole backstory." But let's play the Leonard Maltin game. We'll start on the other end of the table because Dave Holmes, I think...
Been studying.
I think he'll know how to play.
Been studying up.
And then we'll move to Rob and then to you, and you okay. and hopefully you can catch up, and it'll be a lot of fun. And anybody can win. You don't have to be good at it to win. That's part of the fun, too. Dave, would you like to pick somebody from the audience to play for?
I would.
A name tag that you enjoy?
I'm going to... See, Sean pointed at his own name tag, indicating that he wants me.
He's
but
also
you know
got
what?
A cool shirt that's unsanctioned that has my logo on it.
I like that.
Yeah.
But
it's really nice, though. I like it.
I've had my eye on Melody's sign for some time now, and so I'm going to go with Melody.
All right.
Melody, you ready?
Yeah, because she drew a sun that has a beard and smoke coming out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm guessing that's me. Jesus, if I were the sun, I would smoke constantly. Rob, who would you like to play for?
I'm going to play for Kyle, if I may. His sign is on his face.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
Goodness.
He probably didn't even know what name he was leaving the house with today. it's like Liar's Poker. Well, who am I? Nick, who would you like to play for?
I want to play for, I just recognized Casey.
Recognize?
But it was last
from
night.
From last night.
Yeah. I'll play for Casey because he helped me out.
He did? Oh, yeah. Last night at Largo, he gave Nick a hug.
I was kind of melting down. I was really hungover. And I just said that I needed to be held, and then he offered to hold me. So he came up and held me.
He did come up on stage and hold him for a while.
That was in the interruption part. That won't be on the podcast that people can listen to. But let's play the game. We have the contestants. You guys remember who you're playing for, right? Because I've forgotten already. Casey and Melody and Kyle.
And Kyle.
All right, and we'll start with you, Dave. You can pick a category.
All right.
Three choices, as per usual.
It's on your iPhone.
It's on my. I have the Len Moulton app that I use.
Okay. Len Moulton?
Yeah, Leonard Moulton, the film critic.
I know Leonard.
Yeah, I call him Len. He prefers Leonard. He told me that to my face, but when he's not here, I call him Len.
And you met him at the Beardies when you guys were there.
We both were there to present Beardies, and he won Lifetime Achievement Award at the Beardies.
Oh,
because I've never seen him without one. But let's go with one of the categories is Len's bombs. That's movies that Leonard Maltin gave the bomb rating to. Which
all
is
of
like,
mine.
No. Don't talk like that. And then I was just in Washington, D.C. last weekend, so movies that take place in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And then finally, Trips, which is the third movie in a franchise of three movies or more.
Okay. I will go Trips.
All right. Trips it is. Would you like a... prequel from 1983, 1987, or 1990?
I'll say 1990.
Okay. This movie was given 3.5 stars by Leonard. Some would call that generous. He calls it a delightful conclusion to a trilogy.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And he also says there's real movie magic at work here. And the clues are designed to make it harder. And there are...
Can you consider yourself a legit reviewer if you use the term movie magic?
He likes to say things like that. He's, you know, he loves Mickey Mouse. All right, 13 names.
Okay.
You could start the bidding at 13 or lower, however many names you think you need.
All right.
Reading from the bottom of the cast list up.
What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
He's going to bid. It's like name that tune with names and movie titles instead of notes and songs.
Okay. Let's say 9.
9 names. Then we go to Mr. Rob Delaney. Do you think you can get it in less, or do you say to Dave Holmes, name that movie?
I believe that I could get it in less.
How many less?
I'll be modest. I'll go with 7.
7. I like that. See, now, Nick, you can either say, name that movie, and he has to name it with 7 obscure names from the cast, or you can bid lower to try to drive the bidding down a little bit and say you can name it in less names.
I can name the movie with... so
after I say the names.
Okay.
So do you want him to try to name it, or do you think you can bid lower and get it in less names?
I can fucking bid lower.
All right.
I'm going to say 5.
5, all right. Then we go back to Dave Holmes.
Name that movie, Nick Swartzen.
Now you got to name the movie. I'll list the 5 names. I will name the 5 names. I'll give you the clues again. 3.5 stars from Leonard. It came out in 1990. He calls it the delightful conclusion to a trilogy. And he used that phrase that you don't like, movie magic. Real movie magic at work. And there, I will give you the 5 names, and I think you should be able to pull this off. It's the third part, remember, three-parter. The first name is ZZ Top. The next name is, some people know it already, the next name is James Tolkien, then Dub Taylor, Harry Carey Jr., Pat Buttram, and Richard Dysart. Those are your 5 names. But ZZ Top, that's a good one.
Fuck. It's a third of a...
So just name something that was the third part.
Lord of the Rings. I'm just kidding.
There was a lot of ZZ Top beards in Lord of the Rings.
That's where I was
but
thinking.
But there wasn't them actually...
Gandalf.
...saying stuff.
Fucking ZZ Top.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
All right, let me...
You don't get another guess.
Unless that was
that
just
was
a joke guess.
That was
fun.
That was a joke.
Yeah, okay.
I made joke from mouth. Fuck. I'm going to say, and it's the last one, right? There's not a fourth?
I don't know. He called it a trilogy.
1990.
But they might have, you know, changed their minds and made more.
ZZ Top and Movie Magic? Fuck.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Suspenseful. I'm going to say that it is... look, who's talking again? Or whatever those were.
That was a good guess, but what is it, you guys? Back to the Future Part 3.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Then, but if you see, if somebody had heard more names, it goes Matt Clark, Elizabeth Shue, Leah Thompson, Thomas F. Wilson,
I still
Butthead, Mary Steenburgen, and Christopher Lloyd.
I don't fucking
Michael
remember
J.
the
Fox.
Third one that well.
There was the one in the West. That's why I said Leonard's being a bit generous, because a lot of people don't think it's so great, including me. I like it, though.
Now I want to see that. Wait, who the fuck were ZZ Top?
I think it was as themselves, they were just standing around somewhere, probably like prospecting or something. I'm sure there was like one of those video tie-ins, like where they had the song in the end titles or something.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were a band.
They were a band, but like a jug band or some shit, right? Like a country band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was based on their true story.
That's how they got famous, is they met Doc Brown, and he had a time machine, and they were like... okay, so the point goes to Dave on that one.
All right, I feel.
But you did a great job. We'll start with Rob on this next one. Would you like... this one was... Some people from Twitter suggest topics, and this topic was suggested by RuPaul F. Tompkins.
Is that a real person?
RuPaul F. Tompkins on Twitter.
That's amazing.
Suggested movies in which cross-dressing occurs. So we've got cross-dressing. Then we've got a category that I just made up called Nick Swartzen movies.
Oh.
Yeah, just to give you a shot.
I'll take it.
And then let's also throw back in Washington, D.C. So which one of those would you like, Rob? Washington, D.C., cross-dressing or Nick Swartzen movies?
I'd like to go with cross-dressing, please.
Okay. said like somebody. Okay. Not worth finishing that thought. 1995, 1996, or 2002?
I'll go with 95.
Was that an option? Okay. I forget right away what years I just said. 1.5 stars from Leonard. Did not care for this. I don't even know if I've sat through the whole thing. I've seen parts of it. He calls it incredibly tiresome. And Robin Williams appears unbilled in the movie. 1.5 stars, 1995, cross-dressing, Robin Williams, incredibly tiresome. And there are 13 names. Start the bidding. Robbie D.
Let's go with 8.
8 names. What do you think, Nick?
Yes. Is that an option? Oh, I have to go lower again? Or
go lower or say name that movie. He said 8 names out of 13.
Oh, so I said, okay. All right, now I get it. Now I get it. I think I can do it. And 7.
7 names, Dave.
All right. I think I can do it in 6.
6 names, Rob.
Do it, Rob.
I'll try 5.
5
because
names.
If it's such a piece of shit, and I was 18 then, I feel like I really vacuumed that stuff up. So I'm going to try for 5.
He says he can get it in 5 names, Nick.
Name that movie.
All right. Quite the learning curve on this one. Okay, 5 names are Julie Newmar, Quentin Crisp,
Naomi Campbell, RuPaul, and Beth Grant. And it was from 1995, 1.5 stars, tiresome. Robin Williams shows up.
I mean, if Julie Newmar is in it, I feel like she might be in the title, too.
Could you say that title correctly?
How about we go with To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, comma, Julie Newmar.
That's correct. The comma was just showing off.
A little bit. That was a flourish.
You missed the first comma. And, yeah, and of course, Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, John Leguizamo. I never saw it, really.
Neither did I.
All right, so you get a point. So now Dave has a point, Rob has a point.
How many does Nick have?
I have
0 points.
I have a hat.
All right, so we'll let Nick pick this time. Would you like Nick Swartz in movies? I'd like to get you on the board. I'd like to get you a point. Leonard Maltin's Bombs or Washington, D.C.?
I feel like I would be cheating if I did my own. But I
feel like it'd be hilarious if you don't get it right.
I will take Nick Swartz.
All right. What a champ. Okay, your choices are 2006, 2007, or 2008. Which one of those years is clearer to you and what you might have accomplished?
You didn't want to go with any of my work from the 70s?
Six, seven, or eight.
Okay. I'll do 2006.
Oh, wow. Somebody's showing off by going way back. Look what I can remember. All right, 2006. Leonard gives it 3 stars.
What? Really?
He says, let's see. What does he say? He says, all these words give it away. He feels the main character's pain. And Michael Lerner appears unbilled. Who's Michael Lerner, you might be thinking?
I know Michael Lerner.
Okay, so he's in it. And it's from 2006, 3 stars, and there are... there are 8 names. How many names do you think you can get? The motion picture you were in that was released in 2006. Leonard says he feels somebody's pain, and Michael Lerner shows up.
I will do. I think I can do it in. I'll do 3 names.
3 names.
Name that movie.
Dave Holmes says, he says, name that movie. So let's see. You got to be able to do this. Dick Balkion's in this movie. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Balkyan. Ethan Suplee was in this movie. He's a good dude. He might be on the podcast someday. We follow each other on Twitter. And then Matt Kieslar is the 3rd name out of 8 names. What do you think it is?
I think I know it now.
What is it?
Avatar. No. I believe it is Art School Confidential.
That's correct. Nick Swartzen's on the board. Yeah, you're not one of the 8 that he listed on that one, so...
Are you fucking serious? You didn't fucking list my shit?
I am serious.
I'll pull that fucker's beard out.
But you got listed pretty high up for Blades of Glory, above Scott Hamilton.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the other one, the 2008. What do you think the 2008 was?
I don't know.
It was...
you're listed between Dietrich Bader and Chloe Moretz. Chloe Moretz, of course, was Hit Girl in my favorite movie ever, Kick-Ass.
Oh, I love Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
But what I did a movie
What do you think
her?
This movie is? Well, you probably weren't recording your voices at the same time.
Oh,
but
Bolt?
You were a voice in Bolt.
Oh,
that's
okay,
correct.
Yeah. Jesus.
I knew that one would have thrown you off if that one got better.
That would have fucked me up, dude.
Yeah. All right. So the score's all tied. We got to wrap this up quickly. So let's see. Who challenged who? You challenged. So Rob gets to start us off here. And Rob, would you like to go with one of Len's bombs, not balm, bombs, Washington, D.C. movies, or one more time Back to the Trips?
Let's do Trips, please.
Trips again. Okay. So you got 2 years to choose from. We got 83 and 87.
I'll go with 87.
Here we go. This is going to decide it, you guys. 1.5 stars from Len. And he says... he says, what do you say about a movie dealing with a dead porno star? This is the first line of the review. And then the last line of the review is, as little as possible. And there's 1987, 1.5 stars, and there's 7 names. Start the bidding, Mr. D. 87.
Dead porno star. I mean, I know plenty of dead porno star movies, but I can't think of any that came out at that around that time. And did you say 7?
7 names.
7 names. I'll do 6.
6 names, Nick.
I didn't see a lot of dead porn star movies when I was 11. I'm gonna say name that movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I did not expect this.
Not even. I'm crazy.
All right, here we go. George Buzza, the great George Buzza.
Can't get
Ian Taylor. Shannon Tweed. I bet you she played the dead porno star. Isabel Mejas, something like that.
Big fan.
Al Waxman. And Patrick Dempsey. So you're just missing the one name.
Oh.
Do you really know what it is?
I might.
That'd be hilarious if you did.
And it's about a dead porno star.
No, well, it opens. It says
it's
opens.
What do you say about a movie dealing with a dead porno star? As little as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Who are you playing for, Nick? I'm going to start giving out the prizes.
Is it very bad star 80 things?
Do you think if you just say words that one of them might be in a title?
There was dead pornishness type themes in those movies, and I sure don't know what this one is.
If this one is like, this is like a total spoiler. I mean, this is, no one was going to get this. So, but Nick is officially our winner, everybody. And
I did?
The last name is Sally Kellerman. What do you think it is?
Is it Run?
Run?
Remember that movie?
Run Part 3?
You know what, Run? Remember that? With Patrick Dempsey? You know it, right? Love you.
Yeah, Sally Kellerman was the ostensible lead in this movie about a dead porn star who teaches a teenage nerd on how to lose his virginity at summer camp, and it's called Meatballs Part 3.
No way.
Yeah, that's what Meatballs Part 3 is about. Who are you playing for? You're playing
Casey.
For the Hug Master?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There's approximately $13. I don't know where the euro's at right now. Dave Holmes contributed this CD. Tell everybody about it, Dave.
That's my boyfriend's band. They just got back from the Warped Tour. It's really good. It's the
Mighty
Regis.
What are they called?
The Mighty Regis.
Mighty Regis.
Yeah.
And Dave also contributed a copy of Wild Hogs.
Yeah. That has, because we did that on the show, and I got the DVD, and I never watched it, and it sat in my car for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it had the top down, and the cover blew off, but it's
yeah,
Wild Hogs.
Well, that's, and it's if never you're going to walk around with Wild Hogs, you want it to be unlabeled. You want to keep it.
Yeah.
On the DL.
Yeah.
And then here's a sweatshirt thing that I got from Merge Records that doesn't fit me. And
And you also get a copy of Nick Swartzen's CD, Seriously, Who Farted?
Where did you get that?
I just happened to have one because I knew you wouldn't bring anything. And I'm glad you showed up at all, to be honest with you. It's very, very exciting to finally have you here. It's been very suspenseful. And a copy of my new CD, Hypocritical Oaf, CD, DVD. Yeah. And thank you, Casey. And starting with Dave Holmes, just quickly, anything you guys want to plug, take turns plugging things while I go over here for a second.
Okay, where are you going?
I got to talk to these guys for a second, okay. But go ahead, sure. Dave.
He's going away. Rob and I are doing a show here on Sunday night called Mapping the Heavens. Pete Holmes, Thomas Middleditch, Scott Thompson, musical guest Casey Anderson, and the Friday 40 at Iowa West. Go to thefriday40.com and get the dates.
Awesome. Yeah, let's check all that out. And Rob Delaney?
Yeah, my show with Dave here. I do another show here, a solo show called Naked and Bloody. You can follow me on Twitter, Rob Delaney, and I'll tell you about all the other fun stuff I do there. Thanks.
Yay! And Nick, you got 30 Minutes or Less is going to come out eventually, directed by Ruben Fleischer of Zombieland fame.
I'm doing Gary on Married on Ice right now.
Gary on Married on Ice. That's awesome.
I know. I've got a...
When does Pretend Time premiere on Comedy Central?
I have a show coming out on Comedy Central called Pretend Time, and it comes out October 12th. And
nice.
It's a sketch show, which is a very original concept. But it's me and the guy who ran Human Giant is running the show, and it's pretty funny. It's
I love that
people.
Guy.
Yeah.
Tommy G, right? Tom Giannis?
Tom Giannis.
All right, my plugs are I'm going to be at Cap City Comedy Club September 24 and 25 of 2010. I'm going to be at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City on September 26, 420 matinee. It's true, 420. I'll also be at Zany's in Chicago on October 3rd of 420. And then we're also doing an episode, a road episode of the podcast at Zany's at 8 p.m. on October 4th. Google it. Thank you to my guests. Thank you, audience. Thank you. Comedy Death Ray for us going long. And as always, Kim Sandoval is a shithead. And Gary Oldman is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes unrolled, his viewing prowess makes him foggy.